Numbers don't lie. The cost of medical treatment of each tuberculosis patient is roughly $146 per annum. Hence, the cost of treatment of 9.6 million tuberculosis patients worldwide stands at over $140 million. This comes while the expenses of the election campaigns of the two U.S. presidential hopefuls from the Republican and Democratic parties, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, is equivalent to the expenses of treatment of tuberculosis patients across the world for a period of 11 years. Every year, 2 million people succumb to this fatal disease worldwide. In accordance to facts and figures, in the year 2014, roughly 9.6 million were grappling with this terminal and contagious ailment across the globe. Tuberculosis is the cause of death of one-fifth of women aged 15 to 44 every year. Usually, there is a close link between the poverty and tuberculosis. In fact, 95% of tuberculosis patients belong to countries with low or average revenues. Meanwhile, a vast majority of tuberculosis patients live in Africa. The international norms indicate 133 tuberculosis patients in 100,000 individuals. However, in Africa, 281 individuals out of every 100,000 people suffer from this disease. Meanwhile, the status quo in Africa has even worsened with the AIDS epidemic in that continent. This is because the rate of contraction of tuberculosis among AIDS patients is 30-fold higher than an ordinary person. The spread of AIDS and tuberculosis have taken their tolls in many African countries. In the meantime, let's remember that the costs of U.S. presidential hopefuls' election campaigns are equal to the cost of treatment of tuberculosis patients worldwide for a period of 11 years.